That's the only game we got right now, so that's how you got to take it as that. It's the only game we got, so yeah, it is an important game.
No tendency in the back of your mind to be frustrated by what could have, would have, should have been in the past?
Nah, man, you got to take it for what it is, man. Put one foot in front of the order. I mean, in front of the other one, man, just go with what it is, man. Play ball and play as hard as you can.
What do you take out of the last matchup with them that might help?
You know, man, you know that Cam is a pretty good player, and you gotta keep him from running around. You just gotta stop him from, you know, taking the second plays and, you know, turn him into something big.
They're using McCaffrey, I think, frankly, in more ways now than they were even earlier in the middle of the season. What crosses your mind as a guy on the back end looking at things and what you have to be prepared for?
You know they're going to try to use both of the running backs. Both of the running backs are pretty good, so you just got to get ready for the formations with them throwing both of them in there at one point. You know, at one time, you know, you can, you know, look at McCaffrey when both of them in there as a wide receiver. So, you know, they put them everywhere. They put them in the backfield. They put them on the outside. You just got to be ready to match up for them. You know, just got to, you know, you got to understand that he can play any position.
I think he's caught 75 balls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if you look at his target sheet, I think he has like 110-plus targets or something like that. So, you know, 75 catches, and, you know, he's a coming out the running back. You know, they're going to be a lot of stuff that they're going to get him in space. There's going to be a lot of check down balls. And, man, they like to see him in open field with people. You just got to be ready to tackle him.
You know, go ahead.
Ricardo, is one of the Chiefs, the team leaders, and stuff like that. What specifically do you say to your defense?
Man, just do your job. Do your job and play as hard as you can, man. You know, that's all you can do. You can't try to make up nothing special right now. You know, we've been playing pretty good. We just got to play a little better, man, and just do your job.
You get Greg Olsen this time around. You didn't see him the last time. So
yeah.
How does preparation change for a tight end who really acts like a receiver for Cam Newton?
Oh, man, you know, just you got to look at it and, you know, the formations they can come in. You know, they got the two really good running backs, and then they got the tight end and stuff like that. They can get you in any personnel that they want to and come out and spread personnel or a tight personnel. You just got to be ready to play both styles of football. If they want to go big, you know, and then spread you out, you got to be ready to spread for that. And if they want to go small and then, you know, bring in the run game, you got to be ready for that also.
Like the stock market, you know, past results are no guarantee of present what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, some experience of what you went through last year with, hey, you win, you're done. I mean, you win, you go on, you lose, you're done, et cetera. Can that in some way help mentally?
Yeah, because you've seen that you've done it before, man. And you want to try to dig deep and, you know, bring out as much, you know, inspiration as you need, man. And, you know, take it for what it is, man. And just know that this game is important, man. And this game is, you know, all or nothing at the end of the day.
Coach Quinn really emphasized crowd noise this week. How big is the crowd, especially as a defensive player, and being at home, and how big this game is?
Oh, man, you know, the crowd noise is going to be something that can, you know, help them, you know, get off their cadences if they want to go, you know, on two or on one and stuff like that. Those kind of things with the crowd help us out a lot. You know, you start to switch in your different cadence. You start to get a couple false starts. You start to get a couple, you know, miscommunications. People start to miss things. So, you know, they can play a big part of it.
You guys have faced a lot of mobile quarterbacks this year. Where does Cam rank on that list, best to worst?
Probably one. You know, he's the biggest. He's the strongest, man. He's that guy that, you know, I think he's one of the best players with the ball in his hand. So you got to take that. You know, he's a big dog that can get away from anybody. So yeah, he's a fight within it all.
If you look back on the season, can you tell me what you think you guys have done well enough to be able to come out on the winning end on Sunday?
Oh, man, we just got to keep tackling, man. Just keep tackling, and we get our chances, you know, keep them out of the end zone as much as possible.